Good Sunday morning, friend. It is so good to see you. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, and let's gather together. Have a seat here at the table of fellowship. This is, of course, Sunday worship on, oh my, this November 1st, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you here on this brand new day, brand new month. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And Psalm 33:12, as we prepare, dear friend, for Election Day on Tuesday, says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage."
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching. Fires of 100 circling kings, they have built him an altar in the evening dews and dews. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, high. Died to make men holy, let us die to make them free. while God is marching on. Our God is marching on.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I made it, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, all about you.
lifting up the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. That you are having a wonderful weekend. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll. Hey, connect with me, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. That's Kroll, K-R-O-L, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. I'd love to connect with you there. You know, many city dwellers who visit the countryside comment on how bright the stars are compared to where they live. You know, I grew up in Chicago. Now, my family and I, we live out in the country. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. And in reality, though, the stars have not gotten brighter. Rather, the darkness surrounding them has gotten darker, making them stand out a little bit more. See, friend, being a Christian in a world today can be so discouraging, especially when we look at how dark the surroundings are becoming. But just as the stars shine brightest when enveloped by a pitch black night sky, the light of Christ, friend, should be most radiant in our lives when we are surrounded by the darkness of this day and age. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Christian, do not be discouraged by the increase of evil in our world. Don't be disheartened. Friend, it is simply our cue to take center stage and shine with all our might for the glory of our Savior.
Saints of the Lord is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee, O be dismay, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That soul,
thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He is always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Oh, 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 oh. rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. The Mother is so loving, so good. Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Because He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within.
Listening to Sunday worship today. So there you are. You're settling into your seat on the airplane. And notice the person next to you is reading a novel by an author you like. And so casual conversation ensues, and you're just amazed at your seatmate's knowledge of the author and his books. Is he a professor? No. Is he a book critic? No. Where does a layman like this get that kind of knowledge? Well, friend, I'm sure that's the same question that's been asked of Stephen, one of the early church's first deacons. This man rose to his feet before the Jewish Sanhedrin and delivered one of the most powerful historical theological sermons in the entire Bible. Where did Stephen get such knowledge? Now, this wasn't just knowledge of the facts of the Old Testament. It was the ability to show how Jesus of Nazareth was the fulfillment of those facts, the Jewish Messiah, only weeks after His resurrection. The answer is in Acts 6:5. Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. Friends, Stephen had knowledge, but the Spirit transformed that knowledge into power to convict and change lives. Ask the Lord to anoint your knowledge of Scripture so it is always available to minister to those in need of truth.
Thunder in in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night, He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah, it's Michael W. Smith, his version of Awesome God. You're listening to Sunday Worship today on this first day of November 2020 here on Great News Radio. And you can drop me a note anytime, joey@greatnewsradio.org. And just a quick reminder, though, as maybe most of us are maybe head to church, if you can, just remember to pray for our nation and pray for our leaders and for Election Day coming up on Tuesday.